أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة إبراهيم chapter 14 verse 42 ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار مهطعين مقنعي رؤوسهم لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم وأفئدتهم هواء وأنذر الناس يوم يأتيهم العذاب فيقول الذين ظلموا ربنا أخرنا إلى أجل قريب نجب دعوتك ونتبع الرسل أولم تكونوا أقسمتم من قبل ما لكم من زوال وسكنتم في مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم وتبين لكم كيف فعلنا بهم وضربنا لكم الأمثال صدق الله العلي العظيم. So here in 42, God says, do not suppose, do not assume, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلِ الظَّالِمُونَ. Do not assume that God is unaware or is heedless of the misdeeds and the crimes and the sins that are committed by the wrongdoers. Don't assume that God doesn't know about it. إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. He merely grants them reprieve, grants them delay. The punishment is suspended, delayed. The delay of this impending punishment, reprieve. Reprieve till when? Till a day when eyes, ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. Eyes out of fear will stir, transfixed. It cannot move out of fear. Many people ask, why do we see injustice in this universe? What's going on? Where is God? Does he see all these wrongdoings, corruptions, injustices that takes place by the powerful against the weak? Against the oppressed, against the poor. Why? Why do we have so much injustice in this universe? Where is God? Where is the Lord of this universe? Where is the one who's supposed to uphold the law? He has to uphold the law. He has to execute justice. So where is he? Is he unaware? Is he unaware? Or is he aware, but he is incapable of doing anything, incapable of helping or saving or protecting the weak? Where is he? Many people ask this question. Whenever we see an act of injustice anywhere on this earth, anywhere, whether it's by a tyrant, by a government, by a powerful person, by gangs, by a bad person, we ask this question, where is God? Where is his justice? God answers this. God answers your question in verse 42, chapter 14. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا. Don't assume, don't suppose that God is unaware or heedless or he doesn't see or he doesn't know. عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. He doesn't know what the wrongdoers are doing, their misdeeds, their crimes, their injustices. He knows. But he gives them, the criminals and the wrongdoers, he gives them reprieve, a delay of the punishment till the day of judgment. Then why? What is the philosophy? What is the reason of this delay? Why God delays the punishment? They deserve to be punished. They deserve to be stopped, to be a lesson. My friends, one of the major policies of God in this life, in this universe, is that he does not execute revenge immediately. He does not punish people immediately for the crime they commit. You know why? You know why? Because God says, If we are supposed to punish people immediately if they commit the crime now and we punish them after 1 hour, no one is going to survive on earth. وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّ No creature is going to survive. Because all of us are sinners. Yes, we do commit sins. Because of our forgetfulness, because of our weaknesses. We are weak. When it comes to the spiritual side, we are weak. We are vulnerable. So we commit sins every now and then, sometimes several times a day. Several times a day, we commit sins. But God delays the punishment. Why? He gives us an opportunity, some time to go back and think, to reflect, to meditate, to go back to Him. To go back to Him. Because God is merciful. God bestows His mercy on us. God wants to save us. God is not a God of anger. He's not a ruthless God. He's a merciful. He's compassionate. He's forgiving. He gives us a chance after a chance, an opportunity after an opportunity. So we go back to Him. This is why He gives us reprieve. Maybe in very, 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 very small number of cases. Maybe one in a million. Maybe God punished people instantly, immediately, because they deserved that. Because He had given them chances in the past. And God knew that those people are not going to change. But in most cases, 99.9 cases of violations, our violations, God grants us reprieve. ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. What day is that? God says, إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. When eyes will stir, transfixed, مهطعين. Four things. When they bring them, look at the humiliation of the criminals on that day. People who are always prideful, arrogant, careless, heedless, boastful. They do something wrong and they boast about it. They brag about it. They are proud about it. This is arrogance. And we have many of them. Some of them are in leadership positions. Some of them are lay people in the streets, ordinary people. Could be a father hurting his family. It could be a mother. It could be a son. Hurting his parents. It could be a neighbor harassing his neighbors. It could be a boss wronging his employees. It could be an employee wronging his boss. It could be two students in the classroom, one of them is bullying the other. It could happen anywhere, in any community. Because Shaitan is everywhere. Satan is not just in North America and he's not in Europe. Or he's in Europe but he's not in the Middle East. Or he's in the Muslim countries but he's not in a non-Muslim country. Satan is everywhere. وَجُنُودُ إِبْلِيسِ And he has soldiers. So people commit sins and crimes. And some of them are not even shameful of their crimes. They boast about it. They brag about it. God says those who are prideful of their crimes in this life, look at how they proceed before God on the Day of Judgment. مُهْطَعِينَ مُقْنِعِ رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَى Running on the Day of Judgment, those criminals, they will be brought running with necks, their necks outstretched, and heads upraised. their glances doesn't return to them out of fear. Out of fear does not return to them. And their hearts are vacant. This is their example. God will take them to task for their injustices. They come with a humiliation. Some people here insult others and they feel proud about it. And those who are standing next to them, they laugh. They support them. They support injustice. They support hurting people's feelings. And no one can stand up to those people. God says, I will take care of them. No worries. I will take care of them on that day. They come to me with a humiliation, with disgrace, putting their heads down. Their eyes do not move. Don't return to them. Their hearts are vacant. مهطعين مقنعي رؤوسهم لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم وأفئدتهم هواء. Their hearts are vacant. And then God says to the prophet, وأنذر الناس يوم يأتيهم العذاب. Warn mankind of the day. Mankind means the wrongdoers. Of the day when the punishment comes to them. وأنذر الناس يوم يأتيهم العذاب فيقول الذين ظلموا ربنا أخرنا إلى أجل قريب. The wrongdoers are going to say, those who did wrong will say, O God, ربنا, grant us reprieve and relief for a term night. إلى أجل قريب. نجب دعوتك, that we might respond to your call. نجب دعوتك ونتبع الرسل. And we're going to listen and obey the messengers who came to us to save us. And we made fun of them. We tortured them. We persecuted them. Just give me one more chance. I would listen to those prophets. نجب دعوتك ونتبع الرسل. The answer is going to come to them from God. أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَقْسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالٍ. Aren't you the one, didn't you earlier swear and you made an oath that you would not, there will be no end for you. No end here means, مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالٍ means you are not going to die. They were so arrogant that they even never thought of the Akhirah, the day of judgment, day of accountability. They thought that they're going to live forever. Can you see the illusion? When they live in a world of illusion, so they see no end. Someone who's corrupt, someone who's a criminal, does not see the day of judgment, doesn't believe in the day of judgment, does not even see death. He would not expect death for himself. He thinks that he's going to live and live and live and live forever. God is telling them, didn't you say to my messengers, and you made an oath that there will be no end for you and no death for you? Look now. Now you are asking me to give you reprieve. أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَقْسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالٍ. What makes people commit sins? What makes people delay repentance? What makes people do not reform themselves, do not change their behavior when they don't believe in death? They don't believe in the day of accountability. Though they see death left and right, but they think death is for others, not for them. So they keep continuing their injustices and their mess. They continue that. This is the illusion of this life. As we grow in age, we think that we are going to live longer and longer and longer. من قبل ما لكم من زوال وسكنتم verse 45 and we conclude here وسكنتم في مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم وتبين لكم كيف فعلنا بهم وضربنا لكم الأمثال. Powerful, my friends. Those of you who understand Arabic, familiar with Arabic literature, these are powerful statements, powerful, beautiful statements, put together in a very beautiful way. وسكنتم في مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم. And you settled in the dwellings of those who wronged themselves. Who are they? Who wronged themselves? God is saying to the pagans, the Arab pagans who are in Arabia, God says, look to the north and look to the south. You have two tribes. You have the tribe of Ad and Thamud. One of them north of you, one of them south of you. They were tyrants. They did not listen to their prophets. They were corrupt. They spread injustice in the land. They belittled their prophets. And you saw them. And you went to their homes. And you saw the ruins. You saw it. You saw their dwellings. And you lived there. And you knew those people were destroyed because of their injustices. But still, that did not stop you. O pagans, the Arabs, the pagans, from committing injustice to. It wasn't a lesson. It did not serve you as a lesson to learn. Though you saw what happened to earlier communities, you saw right before your eyes. You know about their stories. Your prophet told you about their stories. فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها. فَسَوَّاهَا. God leveled the land. And you went to these areas and you saw these areas right before your eyes. But you did not learn a lesson. You did not learn a lesson. وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ. And you knew exactly what we did to them. وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ. We presented you with parables. Sometimes I think to myself that, look at what happened to tyrants in many countries. Tyrants in Egypt, there were several tyrants. God destroyed them. Some of them were assassinated. Some of them were put in jail and later died. And the one who came, their successors who came, are living in the same palaces, sitting on the same furniture, using the same desk. And they are committing injustice. They don't learn a lesson. They don't say, before me was a president such and such. He was in this room. He was on this desk. Look what happened to him, so I should learn. Or in Iraq, Saddam Hussein built 80 palaces, 80, 80. From north to south. Some of these palaces, he didn't get a chance to see them. Not even one time. He did not even spend one night in many of these palaces. His successors who came, they are living in these palaces. And some of them are corrupt and they don't learn lesson. And other countries, I don't want to single out, you know, one or two countries. Most of them are like that. The successors who come, they don't learn a lesson from their predecessors. They sit in the same palace, they live in the same palace, on the same desk, and they don't say, well, this desk used to be for someone else. Look what happened to him, he perished. So I might have been perished too, as well. But they don't learn these lessons. وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ. God says, we present these parables to you. So you reflect and you learn. Inshallah, we see you tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific time for the two short sermons of the Friday, inshallah. Khutbatay al-Jumu'ah at 1 p.m. inshallah, Friday, and Saturday at 9 p.m. for the Arabic session. And then inshallah, we're going to begin, as I said, the program for the month of Ramadan on Friday, April 24th, inshallah ta'ala. We will give you more details. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His forgiveness on us during this night, Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, a holy night. Please take care of yourself. Spiritually take care of yourself. As you are taking yourself physically, you are washing your hand with soap and water and hot water. You are cleansing them to prevent the disease, this pandemic, from reaching you. We need to cleanse the heart too, but not with soap and water, with maghfirah, with istighfar, with reflection, with going to God, standing before Him and saying, God, I admit my shortcomings, my sins, my violations, the bad things I did. I admit, I confess, and I come back to you because I know you will embrace me. You would not repel me. You would not send me back, because you say in this book, this is your book, these are your statements. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. If my servants ask you, O Muhammad, about me, where is your Lord? Say to them, your Lord is eminent, قَرِيب, eminent, close to you. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ, I respond to the caller when he calls upon me. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. So God, bestow forgiveness on us. This is the first stage. This is the first level. This is the first thing we want from you, to forgive our sins. And then after that, to bestow mercy on us, compassion on us, and save us. When I say us, I mean the whole humanity. All those people. Today a man called me. He lost his father to COVID-19. His father is a physician. For 40 years, he's a good physician. He went to a wedding in the beginning of March. He traveled from his city into another city for a wedding. He contracted this virus, probably, possibly, in that wedding. Then he returned home. He was hospitalized. He died last Friday. He was heartbroken. He said, because we could not go to my father's funeral. Me and my siblings, we live in different countries. My father was buried alone. This is a reality, my friends. It could happen. This thing could happen to us, to our parents, to me, to you. It could happen. We should go back to God and ask Him to save the humanity. We say, God, we learned the lesson. We promise we will stay with you. No more violations. رَبَّنَا اكْشَفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابَ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا واجعلنا اللهم من أنصاره وأعوانه وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.